I'm Marlene LaRue, and it gives me great pleasure to be associated with this outstanding Youth Classical Music Festival. This year, once again, for 50 years, this particular festival has been part of this iconic building called Artscape. This year marks two very important milestones in our country. The first one, yes, of course, it's Artscape that has been transformed from the Nico Milan onto a journey, and it's an ongoing journey, Artscape, that's serving the people of South Africa and particularly the Western Cape and the city of Cape Town. The other milestone is the iconic figure of our beloved Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Auntie Leah Tutu. Yes, it's the 90th birthday of the Archbishop. And we can say, Arch, happy birthday. But we've learned from you that we need to give of ourselves to others. It's about Ubuntu. It's about humanity. And we dedicate this wonderful concert of young people, dedication and the art that we're going to listen to tonight to you. We would like to say thank you to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra for its groundbreaking work, as well as the City of Cape Town and the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture of the National Department and Provincial Department for its continued support. Sit back and listen to the past and the future of our country's genres in music and classical music. This is our stars of the future. I'm Marlene LaRue, and I thank all the patrons and to the listeners of FMR that through this dark times of COVID that you continued to support Artscape Theatre Centre.
This broadcast of the 50th Annual Youth Music Classical Concert is brought to you by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and Artscape, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Artscape building. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to Sunday Concert. I'm Cilla Lang, and it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to nine young classical musicians. A double jamboree lit up the Artscape Theatre stage on the 18th of September as two golden jubilees celebrated the extraordinary milestones of 50 years in the entertainment industry. 2021 not only celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Artscape building, but also the 50th annual Youth Classical Music Concert. This prestigious event acknowledges the exceptional talent of young instrumentalists and singers and provides an opportunity for them to form on a professional stage with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. The highlight of the classical music calendar, this historic concert was conducted by Brandon Phillips, resident conductor of the CPO. Divided into three groups, the soloists, who have all performed in previous concerts, represent past, present and future stars. Brandon Phillips, bassoon, Dane Kutsia, cello, Samantha Durant, violin, represent the past. Lisa van Veek, flute, and Ying Shang Tseng, soprano, and Daniel Brody, piano, the present. And Elena Monvoisin, oboe, Lulama Tafasi, tenor, and Kuden Blau, piano, the future. The main criteria when auditioned to perform in these concerts is that the soloists are bona fide music students and that they perform at a very high standard and are resident or studying music in the Western Cape. Included in the program are concerto movements and arias by Mozart, Bruch, Mendelssohn, Ardit, Beethoven, Cimarosa, Haydn and Chopin. The selection panel for this concert comprised Alistair Coburn, artistic coordinator, Aviva Pelham, well-known opera star, director and educator, Charles Banjatwa, Artscape community liaison officer, and Brandon Phillips, resident conductor of the CPO and conductor of the CPO Youth Orchestra. Traditionally, the event is widely advertised early in the year at the various local universities, music schools, libraries, private music teachers and others. 2021 presented a different scenario with the international pandemic of COVID-19, social distancing and digital communication. Meeting all challenges in a COVID situation, the Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, with the support of the City of Cape Town, have ensured that the 50th Annual Youth Music Festival concert was celebrated this year. 9 extraordinarily talented musicians were selected to perform with the CPO, conducted by Brandon Phillips. The concert was recorded for the Artscape's YouTube channel, streaming online from the concert date, and Fine Music Radio. In preparation for the recording, the soloist received individual and comprehensive sessions with Brandon Phillips and the orchestra. So, let's begin with the past participants, the first of which is Brandon Phillips, winner of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra's inaugural Len Van Zyl's Conductors Competition in 2010. He was appointed resident conductor of the CPO in June 2015. Studying bassoon and viola at the University of Cape Town, currently he is principal bassoon of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and artistic director and conductor of the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. Brandon opens our program playing the first movement of the bassoon concerto in B-flat major K191 by Mozart, written in 1774 when he was 18 years old, and it was Mozart's first concerto for wind instrument. Thank you. Brandon Phillips, together with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, opened the 50th Western Cape Youth Music Festival with the Allegro Movement from Mozart's Bassoon Concerto in B-flat major, K191. Dane Kutsia started playing the cello in the New Apostolic Church and went on to graduate in cello performance studies at the UCT and Stellenbosch University, respectively. As an undergraduate, he was principal cellist of the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, the Stellenbosch University Orchestra, and Music is a Great Investment Youth Orchestra, as well as a member of the South African National Youth Orchestra. Dane is currently based in Cape Town as a full-time member of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and is furthering his postgraduate studies in cello performances at Stellenbosch University under the tutelage of Peter Martens. Dane plays Max Bruch's Kol Nidrei, Opus 47. cellist Dane Kutzier playing the Kol Nidrei Opus 47 by the German composer Max Bruch. Our third past participant is 26-year-old violinist Samantha Durant, who obtained a performance diploma in music at the end of 2015 from the University of Cape Town. Samantha has appeared as soloist with the UCTSO, CPO, the JPO, KZNPO and Camerata Tintabarocca under Musicanti Orchestra and is one of the former concertmasters of the UCTSO. She has taken part in a Stedford and competitions around the country and has been a distinction bearer and prize winner in numerous competitions. We're going to listen to the first movement of the Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn. It holds an important place in the violin repertoire and is one of the most popular and most frequently performed violin concertos in history.
Thank you.
Participant Samantha Durant performing the first movement, the Allegro Molto Appassionato, of the Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64, by Felix Mendelssohn, his last large orchestral work. Representing our present participants is 21-year-old flautist Lisa van Veek, who is a third-year BMUS student at the University of Stellenbosch, specializing in music performance. She's been a student of Dr. Liesl Stoltz since 2013, and in 2015 she received a masterclass from Sir James Galway. She is currently principal flute for the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. Lisa plays the second and third movements from Mozart's Flute Concerto No. 1 in G major, K313, composed in 1778.
Thank you. Thank you.
The second and third movements of the Flute Concerto No. 1 in G Major K313 by Mozart, played by Lisa van Veyk. You're tuned to Fine Music Radio's Sunday Concert with me, Cilla Lang, in a special broadcast of the 50th Western Cape Youth Music Festival from the Artscape Centre in Cape Town. A festival involving young music students of all ages, made possible by the Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra with the support of the City of Cape Town. For Louis Heinemann, CEO of the CPO, the fact that three professional CPO orchestral musicians were selected to perform in the early days shows the value of the Youth Classical Music Concert. He says, "This aligns perfectly with our own goal, which is to provide opportunities for the foremost up-and-coming young musicians in the community. What's more, three of the future musicians have already performed with the CPO in a community gala. The fourth is a member of our CPO Music Academy, which teaches theory and practice to musicians across the peninsula as part of our vast Cape Town Youth Education and Development Program, of which the Cape Town Youth Orchestra and the Cape Town Youth Wind Ensemble are flagships." What better way to open the second half of the festival program than with a catchy soprano aria? Our next present participant is 18-year-old Ying Shan Seng, who is a first-year BMUS student at the University of Stellenbosch, specializing in voice, flute, and piano. Born in Johannesburg, she had her first piano lesson in 2007, and being visually impaired, she was taught to play by ear. Ying Shan has won numerous awards with her music and has a YouTube channel where she posts videos of her performances, usually recorded by members of the audience. She hopes to develop this channel in the future, sharing more of her music. Ying Shan sings the catchy soprano aria Il Bacio, which is the Italian for the kiss, or the kiss waltz, by Luigi Arditi.
Thank you.
Il Bacio, or The Kiss Waltz, by the Italian Luigi Arditi, beautifully sung by 18-year-old Ying Shang Tseng. Next is third present participant, pianist Daniel Brody. 21-year-old Daniel is currently studying piano with Professor Nina Schumann at the University of Stellenbosch. In 2019, he performed with the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra and the University of Stellenbosch Symphony Orchestras in their respective concerto festivals, and also appeared with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra in the final round of the National Youth Music Competition, where he achieved third place overall. We're going to hear the second and third movements from the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, Opus 37 by Beethoven, composed in 1800.
Thank you. Thank you.
Third movements from the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, Opus 37 by Beethoven, performed by Daniel Brody, together with a CPO conducted by Brandon Phillips. CEO of Artscape, Dr. Marlene LaRue, echoes Louis Henneman's sentiments and adds, 50 years ago, the building opened to an exclusive white audience only. Persons of colour could not even perform on the then Nikko stages, let alone attend productions. As we progressed towards democracy, this state of affairs changed as Artscape adopted a full transformation program to both retain Western classical art forms as well as host previously marginalized arts, genres, and persons. This concert epitomizes that transformation of inclusivity and nation building, as well as excellence as we feature the past, the present, and the future. Equally, it showcases the investment in youth as an enabler to follow their dreams and emerge victorious as a professional. I thank the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra for its groundbreaking work, as well as the City of Cape Town and the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture for its continued support. And so to our stars of the future. 11-year-old Elena Anna Monvoisin has been playing the oboe since the age of 6. She also plays piano and violin and is studying composition. She performed as soloist with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra on piano in the 2018 Western Cape Youth Music Festival. In 2019 on oboe and on both piano and oboe in the CPO Community Gala Concert in 2020. In 2018, at the age of 8, she participated in the SAMRO Hubert van der Spee Music Competition where she was a finalist. Now, here she is playing the third and fourth movements from the Oboe Concerto in C minor by the Italian composer Domenico Cimarosa and arranged by Arthur Benjamin. 11-year-old Elena Monvoisin playing the third and fourth movements from Cimarosa's Oboe Concerto in C minor. We return to the voice. Lulama Tafasi is a 27-year-old tenor born in the Eastern Cape. He's taking private singing lessons with Hannah van Schalkwyk as a third-year student and is also enrolled at the UCT as a part-time opera student. In 2019, he took part in a concert version of the opera La Traviata, and he has appeared in numerous concerts around Cape Town. And at the end of September 2021, Lulama left to further his studies in Florence in Italy. He sings Die Bildnist ist bezaubernd schön, which English is This Image is Enchantingly Lovely, an aria from Mozart's 1791 opera The Magic Flute. The aria takes place in Act 1, Scene 1, and Prince Tamino has just been presented by the three ladies with an image of the Princess Pamina, and he falls instantly in love with her.
Thank you.
Lulama Talfasi singing the tenor aria Des Bildnis from Mozart, The Magic Flute. Well, we are moving towards the end of our time together, and we have one more piece to hear. Our final star of the future is Kuden Blau, 17, from Paro. Kuden showed an interest in classical music from an early age and began playing piano at the age of 8. He's been a student of Shane Goodall since 2014. In 2016, he was the first prize winner of the Great Composers International Competition. In February 2019, he performed as a soloist with the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra in the Cape Town City Hall as part of the Len van Zyl Conducting Competition. In August 2021, he received the first prize in the Peter Coy Music Competition, and in the same month was the youngest artist ever to play a solo performance at the Klein Carreau Classique. He plays the second and third movements from the Piano Concerto No. 1 in E minor, Opus 11, written by Frédéric Chopin in 1830, when he was just 20 years old. Romance and Rondo movements from the Piano Concerto No. 1 in E minor, Opus 11 by Chopin, performed by Kuren Blau, together with a CPO directed by Brandon Phillips, bringing to a close the concert for the 50th Annual Youth Music Festival in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Artscape building. And so, as we say goodbye from the Artscape Auditorium, we pay tribute to all today's young musicians, the classical music stars of tomorrow, their parents and families, who give so much support and encouragement, and their dedicated teachers and mentors. and we applaud the Artscape, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, and the support of the City of Cape Town, who have ensured that the 50th Western Cape Youth Music Festival was celebrated this year in spite of the challenges of COVID-19, giving our young musicians a platform to perform and grow. This is Cilla Lang wishing you a very good afternoon. Goodbye. This broadcast of the 50th Annual Youth Music Classical Concert was brought to you by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and Artscape, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Artscape building.